5:22 Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ila Al-Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, today is the 4th of Safar, 1445. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مولانا عرفات بارك الله جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussein نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today is the 4th of Safar 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, the narrative, and verses 49 and 50. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that these enemies of Islam and the prophets and messengers used to say, قَالُوا سِحْرَانِ تَظَاهَرَا, that he, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, they are sahir, they are sorcerers, they are magicians, and dabbling in witchcraft, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, aliyadu billah. Similarly, the Torah and the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, are also books, remember, of sorcery, magic, and witchcraft, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, aliyadu billah. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving them a challenge for these people who made these wild allegations and accusations. Chapter 28, verse 49. Qul, you ya Rasulullah O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, fa'atu bi kitabim min indillah. You bring a book from your side, from Almighty Allah, that you tell Almighty Allah to give you a book, and that will be a divine scripture. Huwa ahda min huma, and the book you are suggesting and asking, requesting for, will have more guidance than the aforementioned, meaning the two books, the Torah and the Quran Sharif. So this new book which you will be requesting, demanding, will have more guidance than the Quran Sharif and the Torah. Then attabi'hu, then I will also follow that new book, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. So it shows you liars, because the Torah was sent to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Quran Sharif was sent to Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, as the last and final constitution to the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala preserved the text of it, and the only divine book and scripture whose text has been preserved, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Chapter number 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Surely we have revealed this Quran Sharif piecemeal and gradually, and surely we are the ones who will protect it from addition, omission. All the other books of the past and the previous divine scriptures, all are now amended, corrupted, and their additions and omissions. That is the living miracle of Islam and of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fa illam yastajibu laka. Hence, if they cannot respond to you, then laka, to you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa alam, then know and understand, annama يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, that they are following immaculately their own whims, fancies and desires. And you see today, communism, socialism, Zionism, apartheid and secularism, capitalism, all these are satanic systems, all fall under the purview of يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If you just know the philology, history of the Arabic language, يَتَّبِعُونَ, you have a cow, and when that cow gives birth to the calf, you call it tabi'. So that means the calf is following the mother in all walks of life. So these people follow ahwa'ahum. Ahwa is the plural of hawa. Hawa in Arabic means to go lower, lower and lower, to relegate and debase yourself. Therefore, look at human being today. Which person in his right mind can condone this and say, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, and lesbianism, gay brigade, all is permissible, transgender permissible. So that is human being, and supposed to be the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Ulaika kal an'am balhum adal. They are like animals, nay, they are even worse than animals, because they follow their worms, fancies and desires. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ, and who can be more astray, مِمَّنْ اتَّبَأَ هَوَاهُ, there's the singular, and whoever follows his own worms, fancies and base desires, بِغَيْرِ هُدَمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, without guidance from Almighty Allah. You study the constitutions today of the world, they don't speak of divine rights, they all speak of human rights, animal rights, this rights, and therefore you find there's not a single country on this earth where the people are 100% satisfied, because that Islam is the only religion which addresses the physical body of human being and also addresses the spiritual side. Our soul, our spirit is also addressed, and that no other system does that. So therefore in Islam we have political, social, economic justice across the spectrum. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ, verily Almighty Allah will not guide the people who are the tinpot dictators, the zalims, the oppressors and transgressors. So because they themselves all, to give you simple example, I open the tap and you put your glass upside down. So who do you blame? Almighty Allah has given us million, billion, trillion, zillion signs. But human being says, no, I know better. So remember whose foolishness it is. You bought the vehicle. They told you it is a petrol vehicle. You go and put diesel there. So who do you really blame, O human being? But that's exactly what today's modern human being is doing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us take you across the world, locally, nationally, internationally, globally, with the news, views and interviews. The worst fires in the history of Canada, British Columbia, and now you must remember they're evacuating already, 20,000 people evacuated from Yellowknife, and now the next town and city, 30,000 people evacuated, and already 20, 30, 40 fires are still raging and burning. It's beyond their control, and they're supposed to be first world country. Other countries are helping them, so this is a huge, huge punishment for the people of Canada and the regime there. Then we go to America, Tropical Hillary, not Hillary Clinton, the crooked one. This is another punishment. Tropical Hillary is slammed, remember, Mexico, and now on the way to California and to LA, Los Angeles. And now the mayor, she's a female, she say, we are ready, come what may. When the punishment, chastisement comes, then you will see what will happen. 9 million people, remember, waiting for the punishment of Allah to hit California. So that is your America, supposed to be a superpower. Allah ki lati be awaz hai, when the stick of Almighty Allah hits. So remember, the winds are gusting, the rain is coming, unprecedented rain coming to LA even now in the month of August, and the winds are gusting at 130, 125 kilometers per hour and more in some places. Russia Isha, their moon mission failed. Remember, human being, always things that they can rule the world, but Almighty Allah shows them. So after so many decades, they tried the Russians and everything fell apart, 50 years, and remember, still it was a failure for them. So that shows there's no superpower on this earth. There's only one power, Allahu Akbar. Allah was, Allah is, Almighty Allah will always be the mightiest, the greatest, and the biggest. His majesty, His authority, and His sovereignty. Niger, remember, big problems then. Niger, Niger, call it whatever you want to. They, the junta or janta, whatever you want to say, they said, give us 3 years and then we will hand it over to the civilian rule. This is a transition period. But remember that ECOWAS says, no, we're not going to accept that. Ecuador was a very peaceful country, but the drug cartels and the criminals took over. So they had little bit elections and half the votes are counted. But remember, big, big problems there because one candidate was shot dead as well. Trump says, I don't waste my time in all these now debates. I am the front runner of the GOP, the grand old party, the Republicans. I got 62% of, you know, the vote already and supporters. So what must I waste my time with you, with you novices and with you children here? So that is Trump. That's his style, his arrogance and his, you know, pride and so forth. So that is what he says. South Africa, tomorrow, remember, officially the BRICS summit is starting, and he, Ramaphosa, addressed the world and said South Africa is belongs to the non-aligned movement, 120 countries. So we don't want to get involved in your global politics and global power play. So Putin will be addressing the BRICS conference virtually. He's not coming, but they were, and that upsets the Americans and Europeans and so forth. But why are you giving him a voice? So we in South Africa tell the West and America, you go to hell. Why are you giving Israel a voice? Why are you giving other countries, the murderers and the biggest crooks and the biggest terrorists, why are you giving them a voice? So Ukraine says, you must remember that we're very happy. They say they're very happy with Denmark and Netherlands. They're sending F-16s. I wonder if they're working, you know. This F-16 story is going on and on and on. And in the interim, Putin is a big harami, remember that, but I like him. We want to make him Sulman. We want to make him Muslim. So inshallah, we pray for him. He's giving the Americans and Europeans and NATO a good, good threshing. You jutlas, you haramis, you super terrorists, 3 news for you. 33rd consecutive week, the jutlas are marching and they're telling the 3, not wise men, they're telling the 3 musketeers, the 3 donkeys, Bibi, Netanyahu, Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir, all 3 donkeys, Quran calls them donkeys. Surah 62, verse 5, Kamathalil Himari Yahmilu Asfara, that we're not going to vote for you, we don't want you in power, and we're going to leave Israel. So that is what the secular Jews are saying, and others are buying property in Cyprus and where else, in case they have to run, so they have contingency planning. And then 2 jutlas, father and son, dispatched straight to hell. We say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen aynama kanu wa haythuma kanu. Ya Allah, let the settlers who are there, that let them, let our Muslims, our Mujahideen, attack them more and more. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And then one jutla decided to come into the settler, into the Palestinian territory. They got hold of his car and they torched it. Remember, when you have enemies, then in Islamic law, you are mubahul dam and you mubahul mal. Your life is also permissible for us and your property also. So then Therefore, we salute the Palestinians, we salute Hamas, we salute Islamic Jihad for taking for taking up the war against Israel, the super terrorist, and remember the apartheid regime and the children of Hitler. And therefore, we condemn Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Morocco, Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt. All these are puppets. Their rulers are all non-Muslim and murtad and ghaddar and traitors to Islam. Listen to what's happening in Egypt. A journalist of Egypt was arrested. You know why he's arrested? He exposed the corruption going on between Egypt and Zambia. How gold, copper, millions of dollars and so forth, underhand dealing is going. So when he exposed them, so you got one big journalist, senior guy in Egypt arrested. Now listen to this story. This is a very, very interesting story. Majority of the Arabs were countries want to join BRICS. Morocco say, no, 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 we didn't apply and we are not attending as observers also the BRICS summit. Now you don't have to be, remember, a rocket scientist. So what happened? So you had Trump. So Trump got hold of those Arab idiots. You must remember, he got hold of, you know who? They're those Emiratis and Bahrainis and so forth, and told them, Safaqatu Qarnin, we are going to make the deal of the century. There will be peace between Palestine and Israel. And he sold everything out in favor of Israel. And these Arab idiots, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, authentic hadith and sahih hadith, Wailul al-Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs, they fell for it. So Morocco is stealing and occupying land in Western Sahara. Israel is stealing the Palestinian land in East Jerusalem, in the West Bank and other places as well. So, and America just looks the other side, but they want to speak of human rights and democracy. So when we ask them, what about Gitmo and Guantanamo Bay? What about my sister, Dr. Afia? They say, no, don't discuss that. So you see, these are two old crooks. America crook, Israel crook, Morocco crook. So if they come here, this issue will be raised. It will be a huge embarrassment to them, and therefore they are not coming. Libya, after Gaddafi was murdered, remember that the country went into two parts. They had two governments, they had two banks, and now they got one central bank and it is reunified. So now they're all wondering what idiots we were that they allowed Gaddafi to be killed, and now the country is gone worse, just like Iraq after Saddam Hussein. For Saddam Hussein, we say Rahimahullah. Huge bread shortage in Tunisia, and the prices are escalating. Big problems in Tunisia. Another murtad shaitan running the country, the case Saeed. Iran's oil to China hits 10-year high. Iran and China, big pals. Iran and Russia, big pals. Well done to Iran. But you're still kuffar. Remember that Shias are kuffar, non-Muslim. Now listen to this story. I really chuckled, but I admired them. So must be Palestinians or Palestinian sympathizers. During the weekend, they went to L.A. Or they stayed there, and they went to the Jewish restaurants, the kosher restaurants, and they robbed them. And they wrote there, Jews thieves. You're stealing Palestine, so we got right to steal from you. How's that one now? But me, I don't blame them. You must remember that as long as you give the Jutlas a rough time who are supporting Israel, then we will support you. Now look at the British, you see. This is the British mentality. If you know British politics, there was a prime minister there, Gladstone. So Gladstone died, now his grandson or whoever, junior and senior dispatched to hell. Now the younger guy, junior, goes there to the Caribbean. He said, no, my great-grandfather, grandfather, whatever, he was a person, prime minister, and he was very active in the slave trade and so forth and so on. So I came here, I'm the Good Samaritan, to apologize and so forth. But now all the money you made and your family made, what about that? When are you going to settle the billions and millions of pounds with the Caribbean and everything you stole in the world, the British Empire? What you say, King Charles with your chameleon? When are you going to pay everybody? You know what you were doing behind, you know, Diana. You were busy with extramural activities, you must remember that. So that is all haramis, these guys here. So we must demand, remember, Britain must pay every Palestinian millions of dollars. They sold out the Palestinians initially, and then the Americans took over. And what about their stealing everywhere? And therefore, Shashi Tharoor of India, I like that statement he makes. He says Shashi Tharoor is one of the leaders in the Congress there in India, you know, with Rahul Gandhi and so forth. He says, Shashi Tharoor, go and visit the museums in London and Britain. Ye to chor bazaar hai. Ye to chor bazaar hai. These are all stolen goods they got. And that is what they do. This is the white hegemony. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, today with Mozahid Khan, we'll be discussing Brisbane, Sydney, Australia, inshallah. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30 will be the report back. 8 and 10 will be live Q&A with Mona Arafat Hatia, inshallah, al-Aziz. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large.
I've got a brother Musa from Kwaduguza. He says, Mufti Sahab, is Saudi Arabia a nice country to visit, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I like the qafiya. Qafiya means I like the rhyming there. Musa from Kwaduguza. So Musa, you Muslim, so you know you have to go to Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara. Go. And nowadays you get visa for 1 year, you get for 6 months, you get Umrah visa, tourist visa. So you just go on the e-visa and go to the website and see which one suits your pocket. Come, I tell you the 4 or 5 places you must visit besides Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. If you are in Makkah, you must visit Taif. When you come back from Taif, you perform a Umrah. When you are in Medina, Munawwara, then you must go to Khaybar after Fajr, and by Zuhur time, you will be back. Okay? So that's second one. Third one, you got ample time, so you're going to stay there for 1 month or so. Then from Medina, you go to Tabuk. So Tabuk, in the 9th year of the Hijrah, the battle took place. So a lot of historical places there. From there, you can go to Al-Ula. So you must visit Ula also. Very beautiful place. And from there, you must remember, you go to Madain Salih. So that is the place where Salih alayhi salam's people were, and where Almighty Allah punished them. And you can visit Badr also. And you can visit, you must remember, you know, the Wadi Jin, just outside Medina. So where the buses and the vehicles, although it's a decline, it's downhill, but the cars, they don't go downwards, they go backwards, you see. So they say the jinnat pushing them back, but it's not true. It's just, you understand, some forces underground and so forth. So, you know, even in South Africa, we got 1-2 places like that. So Allah knows best what it is. So go, my brother, perform Umrah, go Medina Munawwara, and go visit. I visited all these places with Allah's help and Allah's mercy.
I've got Sister Candace from Peter Marisburg. She says, morning, AK. What is the best evidence for the God of the Bible? They say Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Please explain. I'm lost. Sister Candace, who started?
Yes, Sister Candace, first and foremost, we thank you. Our azan, our call to prayer now is going out 5:15 because we're entering spring and then summer. Our prayer time comes earlier and you'll wake up early. We highly appreciate it. You see, my sister Candace, that what you need to do is this. First thing you must understand, Christianity has been hijacked. Judaism has been hijacked. Judaism is hijacked by the Zionist movement. Christianity, there was a Jutla, a Jew. And that Jutla's name was, you must remember, Saul, S-A-U-L. Saul saw a dream and he became Paul. And he say he's a disciple and he is getting inspiration. So he hijacked the whole Christian religion. He introduced, you must remember, the Trinity. He introduced so many things. And then he took the whole Christian church and everybody for a big ride. There is no such thing as Trinity, my sister. You look at it, look at the sunrise, look at the sunset, look at the full moon on the 14th night, look at yourself in the mirror and see that you are the greatest computer, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. One side they say Jesus is God. Second, they say Jesus is the Son of God. So I am posing this question to them, which till today they can't answer. If Jesus is God, then how was he crucified? How was he put there in the Holy Sepulchre? And then who was running the world? If Jesus is the Son of God, then how come God didn't help his own son and so forth? So if he didn't help his own son, then how Jesus is going to die for your sins and help you and assist you? And then you go to the Bible, you will see it's written there that he, Jesus, will be like Jonah. You know, I'm just paraphrasing it. So Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. And your Easter, you must remember, they say that he was crucified, Jesus, according to Christians. We reject all this. So as Muslims, and he was crucified on the Friday. Therefore, you have Easter Friday and Easter Monday and what have you. So then Friday night, he was in the tomb, in the grave. Saturday, he was there. Saturday night, he was there. Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene comes, then the tomb and the grave is empty, the Holy Sepulchre. I went right inside there, the church and so forth. So it shows that the Bible also is corrupted, because it says 3 days, three nights, just like Jonah. But here when we count, it's 1 day and two nights. So therefore, my sister Candace, take a good look at yourself and to your children and your family. They are confusing you. They are blowing your fuses. And remember, you have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused. Hence, we're inviting all non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, Hindus, atheists, Satanists, come to the one and only religion, and that is Islam. Amen. Our motto is Islam for all and all for Islam. May Almighty Allah guide me, you, and all of you to the light and radiance and effulgence of Islam.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Ustad, it says here, Mufti Sahab, husband, wife having marital issues and wife wants temporary separation, but husband wants to reconcile, but not given a chance. And wife is ignoring husband, not even responding to husband's even salam, etc., and leaving house without husband's permission. A reputable alim also trying to resolve, but wife adamant about separation. Please, Ustad, advise. Ustad.
You see, my brother, I don't know you, I don't know your wife, I don't know who's the alim, whatever, but I'm telling you one thing, that you are not being 100% honest when you pose this question. You'll pose questions that are loaded and slanted in your favor. If I look at it, the primer evidence and the way it is, you are the good guy. Say, no, me, I want to reconcile. And I got this Maulana. He's your friend, right? So he's siding with you and so forth. But what made her so mad that she left you? She left the children or took the children with? What did you do, my brother? Speak the truth. Fear Almighty Allah. Were you busy with other women? Were you chatting on the sites with the prostitutes? Were you go on drugs? Did you assault her? Did you beat her up? Something must have happened. No woman in her right mind just leaves a matrimonial and marital home and buzzes off and so forth. Now you want, I must advise you. So if you got common sense, which is not common nowadays, today you go there. Even if it's 5 hour drive, 3 hour drive, you go there to her house. Go and apologize to her parents. Go and apologize to her. And tell her she must write all the conditions she wants. And then you will abide by it within the Sharia. And that is how you reconcile. Admit your wrong first and beg forgiveness. Then you will go on the right path. And don't come with that story. She left the home without permission. What did you do that made her go so mad and leave the home? Speak the truth and fear Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I see... Brother Daniel, he says, AK, why are there so many Jewish people in the USA? Why is the USA the most Jewish country after Israel? Ustad?
You see, my brother Daniel, we say Daniel in Islamic terms. Let me give you the meaning and the philology of your name, my brother Daniel. So Dan Yal. So Yal, Eid, all that means Almighty Allah. And Dan means near. Qutufu Daniya. The fruits in paradise will be very, very near. So Daniel, the one who's very near and close to the mercy of Almighty Allah. I don't know you, Daniel, but I know one thing, that you know or you experience apartheid. So there was a triangle. The triangle goes like this: Tel Aviv, Washington, Pretoria. So you must remember, this was the triangle of the Jews. And this was during the days of apartheid. But when majority rule came, half the Jews or more, they took flight and they ran away. So the Jews don't have loyalty. You must remember that. Their aim in life, we speak of majority of them, is to see where they can make the maximum amount of money in minimum time. So if you look at your NASDAQ, if you look at your exchange, your stock exchange in America, if you look at your media and all this, so you must remember, who are the big guys they're running? You, Daniel, I want you must do something, right? So you must remember, just put COVID and put Jews, and you will see how many Jews are involved in the COVID scam. You must remember that. And they were the architects of this, there to pull the wool over the people's eyes and so forth. It was not a pandemic, it was a plandemic and a scamdemic. So therefore you must remember, Almighty Allah, whose knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing, He knows the past, present, future. Nothing is obscure and hidden for Him. Almighty Allah has cursed them not once but several places in the noble Quran and several times, because they are the ones who said Almighty Allah is stingy. Almighty Allah made them stingy, and they changed the Torah. They murdered the prophets and messengers and tried to assassinate others. They murdered Zacharias, they murdered John the Baptist. They are all prophets and messengers, and they tried to assassinate Jesus, peace be upon him, tried to assassinate Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is their religion. Remember that. If you take, you must remember, in the world, that Orthodox Jews, religious Jews, they're in a minority. Secular Jews, whose aim is to make a maximum amount of money in minimum time. So that is how it were. So if you, Daniel, got a choice to live in Zimbabwe, you got the Zimbabwe dollar, and you got the choice to stay in America, American dollar, you know what choice you will make. So that's the simple answer, my brother. Don't get fooled by them, and don't forget, put COVID, put Jews, and who are the main architects, and you will see the answer will come. And you can put the who's the biggest criminal on earth, and you will see Narendra Modi's name will come. So that is what your media will tell you also.
5:53 a.m. breaking news, Ustad. I see the answer that you gave to that sister Candace from Pietermaritzburg. She sent me a message. She says, it's Candace AK here. I'm prepared to accept Islam. Please guide me what to do and give me a name. I'm ready to accept your God, your faith now. I know my family will hate me for this. Allahu Akbar. Ustad, Sister Candace.
Where is she, Sister Candace?
Pietermaritzburg.
MashaAllah, my Sister Candace. Allah reward you. We give you a beautiful name, and that is the name of Zainab, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the beloved daughter of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fragrance that comes from the plants and the trees, that is the meaning of Zainab. So that's your name, Zainab. And my sister Zainab, I want you to contact me anytime today on this number. Write it down, put it on your phone, inshallah, 071-888-1184, and just write Sister Zainab Candace, and I'll know. So remember that, and I will give you one of the numbers of my students there in Pietermaritzburg. It will make life easy for you. Maulana Triple A, you just call him Triple A, Abdul Aziz Ahmad, and he will assist you along this journey, my Sister Zainab. Okay, so now you mustn't use the word your God and my God. No, it's one only, one supreme being. He is the sustainer, nourisher, provider for the entire universe. This is the test of your security, of your sincerity, that never mind people will criticize you, but you must tell them this is the truth, and I have that peace, and I'm inviting you to the religion of radiance and effulgence. Come, my sister Zainab, let us read, and you will repeat after me. Ashhadu أشهدُ أن لا إله إله إلا الله إلا الله وأشهدُ أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. My sister Zainab, you're a Muslim now. The translation is what I will utter now and say, you repeat after me. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Almighty Allah. My sister Zainab, you're a Muslimah, and remember my number. Send me a WhatsApp, please. 071-888-1184. Ya Allah, grant our Zainab true hidayat. Keep her steadfast. Ya Allah, let her become an ambassador of Islam for her family and the whole world. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, reward our brother Ibrahim Anderson. Reward everybody else who are in this path where we invite people and see you jutlas, what you gonna say now? That the lady asked the question, we answered her, and Allah insert in her heart, I have to rush for Salat. Mona Arafat will make
Jonathan says, I see your Mr. Anderson is hiding now. Why did he chicken out? Your traitor.
So
Jonathan,
you must remember that the biggest traitors are you, the jutlas, the crooks who are stealing the land. Therefore, our Palestinians sent two jutlas straight to hell yesterday, day for yesterday. Alhamdulillah, we're Muslims, we never chicken out. It's the jutlas who chicken out, who come for our 10-year-old children with 10-10 police. You see, you harami, you super terrorist. Mona Arafat will make dua for our sister Zainab. I have to rush for Salat. Assalamu alaikum.